Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley. And welcome, everybody, to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, episode number 69. That's right, 69 episodes on the verge of 70, and we're going to have a good one today because I talk with an old friend. That's right, Yoshika Lofton Lowe is back. Remember her? We talked about a book with her and Trisha Lindsay. But what we're doing is we're going to talk about an upcoming meetup of some Berlin Brats in Houston, Texas, this coming April. If you don't know, Yoshika graduated from Berlin American High School in 1983 and is a member of the Berlin Brats Association. You know what? Before I get too far into this, let's get this episode formally started.
Einsteigen bitte.
The microphone's yours.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, my name is Yoshika Lowe. I was Yoshika Lofton when I lived in Berlin in high school from 1980 to 1983. And being part of the Berlin Brats has been a really important part of my life since 1999. That was when I first went to my first Berlin Brats reunion. Had a great time. Saw people I hadn't seen since high school in the 80s, and I haven't missed a reunion ever since. And during that time, every time I went to a reunion, I kept seeing people and hearing these great stories, and I thought, we got to write a book. So my best friend from high school and I, Trisha Lindsay, we wrote a book about what life was like living in Berlin during the Cold War. Just, it's a collection of stories from brats we've interviewed over the years. And so even along that time, before I even start writing the book, because I was such an avid Berlin brat, I would have regionals here in Texas every few years. And then life just got really busy. I haven't done one in a long, long time. So Jerry and I were talking recently. Jerry Polanski is the head of our alumni association, Berlin Brats. That's because we all went to Berlin American High School or Thomas A. Roberts. So those were the two schools in Berlin. But anyway, she is the president of our alumni organization, and she was saying, you know, we really need to do a Houston event. And her mother lives in San Antonio, and her brother lives here in Houston. And we said, that'd be a good opportunity for us to see each other again. And, people would want to come because there was such a good turnout for the Overseas Brat event in January in Dallas. So now we're going to be doing an event here, and Dave was kind enough to ask me to be on air and be able to promote it. It's going to be the Berlin Brats Houston Regional. It'll be Sunday, April the 3rd, and it's going to be at King's Beer Garden. So it's actually in Pearland, even though we're calling it a Houston Regional. But King's Beer Garden has received accolades for the last 3 years as being the best German food in the U.S. So we're looking forward to that because German food is our thing as Berlin Brats. It's going to be at 3:30 p.m., and it's going to cost $15, and that's inclusive. So for $15, you get your meal, you get tea and water. That includes your tax and gratuity. If you want drinks, which I'm sure several people will, that's additional. You just pay separately. And let me see, what am I forgetting? We need an RSVP by the week before, which is March 26th, and you need RSVP not on Facebook because I can't keep up with all the – I'm on several sites, but the RSVP needs to go to berlinbrats@gmail.com. That's Jerry. She's the one that's counting it for me. Let's see. What am I forgetting? Oh yeah. And they have strudel, apple strudel. And we asked if people could have that added on at the end if they want. And that'd be an additional $5, which is less than the menu price. So, I think those are all the details.
Wow. And what goes on at these, regional meetings or meetups or reunions?
Usually what we do is we get together, we talk for a while, and we eat, and then we talk some more, and it's an opportunity for us to meet people in the area. Since our alumni association has a reunion, let me back up a little, every 3 years, and we switch between East Coast, West Coast, and middle of the country. So, and then twice now we've gone to Berlin. So our last reunion actually was in Berlin in 2014, and our next reunion will be in 2015. 17 in New Orleans because it has to be in the middle of the country. But what happens is sometimes people feel a little intimidated about coming to a reunion. They haven't been there, especially if they haven't been to one at all. And it just helps you to get connected. You know, it's a really good idea. I don't know who came up with it many years ago, but sometimes you can't make it to a reunion. You may not be even be intimidated. You just can't make it to a reunion. And so different what we call class contacts. I'm a class contact for my class year 1983. We usually try to host something in their part of the country at various times as they're able to and get people together. Some of them are regular. There's a Charlotte. There's one that meets in Charlotte every year, a couple other places that do it regularly. And it just helps us to be able to meet other brats that live near us. And sometimes you're not even aware of how many other brats are living in the same city or around the same city as you. And you make those connections. So it's really just hanging around, eating, having fun. And actually this place, I was the guy that talked to arrange it at the restaurant says that around 5:30 they'll start live German music. So we'll stay for that too, because everybody says it's a lot of fun, the live act that they have going on.
Wow. But
yeah, that's the purpose of the regionals is really just to get everyone in different areas connected.
Mm-hmm. And do you know offhand how many regionals are there?
Ooh.
Or locations covered in the states?
I can quickly look on the website. Okay, so it says there's right now, let's see, there's a Houston regional. Oh, and then we also advertise for overseas brats because even though we have our own alumni association, then it still draws people in, you know, there are Berlin brats attend overseas brats things. Okay, there's a Virginia Beach regional in October, it says, and there's a Houston. So I guess for this year, all they have posted right now is those two regionals.
So would it be safe to say that kind of like all areas of the country have been covered, or pretty much kind of it's all been focused on the outer? Well, no. Let's see. Let me rephrase the question. Would you say that all parts of the country have been covered by now?
Yes. I mean, I just found a recap here. It goes back several years, like in 2013. They have one in New Braunfels every year. Wurstfest, that a lot of brats get together. That one actually a joint Berliners and Heidelberg, because the lady who leads it went to both high schools. And then there was a Washington DC one and Georgia, North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's the one I was talking about. It happens usually every year. There was a Scottsdale, Arizona. All over the country, we usually have something going on at some point. If not this year, then the next year, that type of thing. But, it's pretty regular. We're not an inactive association where you won't be able to find, you know, anything going on for a while until the next reunion.
Right. Well, that's good. That's very good. Another question. Is this just geared for just those that went to Berlin American High School and the Thomas A. Roberts School, or is this kind of any military dependents that were in Berlin that went to school, let's just say like JFK?
Yes. If you it generally ends up being mostly, but we do have some people that came that went to JFK, and so it's anyone who's lived in Berlin as a dependent. There's even been the occasional person who, you know, they came right after they already graduated high school in the States, but, you know, they were dependent in Berlin and went to the Munich school. You know, how, I don't know if you know that University of Maryland had a college in Munich campus.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes there's the occasional person that they were living in Berlin, but, you know, they would, you know, go to college down in Munich during the time that they were, that their parents were stationed in Berlin.
Wow.
So anyone that's connected as a dependent that lived in Berlin is welcome.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Okay, so, you know, BerlinBrigade.com and the podcast is kind of aimed at the actual veterans, the soldiers that were there.
Right.
So this would be more for their children. And
yes.
Can you share the website that these vets can pass on to their kids to say, hey, go check this out? What's
right.
the website we're talking about here?
It's BerlinBrats.org. And it gives you, she updates it regularly with any upcoming reunions or gatherings or get-togethers, and as well as any other type of, she keeps updated with memorials, like anyone who's passed recently. She keeps a memorial wall for that. Even brats who've gotten married. Our yearbooks are all posted on there. Every yearbook that they could find from every year that the school was there, she's scanned in all the pages so that if someone has a child who went to Burley American High School and they can't find their yearbook, they can go on the website and look for their year and actually go to the pages and see themselves if they were in the yearbook, if it was Burley American High School. We do not have JFK schools. I'm not even sure. I don't think JFK had a book because that was an international school. They didn't have a yearbook.
Yeah. Yes, they did.
They did?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to ask her.
Well, yes, they did. And I know this because my wife went to JFK.
Oh, okay. Because I remember applying to JFK school, and I got accepted, but I remember, this is a dumb thing, you know, when you're a teenager, you make dumb decisions. I remember the man telling me that a couple of things that I might not get to do that American schools do was prom and yearbook. And I really regret.
Well, this must have started after you left or something, because she did both.
Oh, what year was she?
86.
Okay. I remember him distinctly, and I've told other people before that I love Burley American High School, but I still kick myself to this day that I missed out on, you know, that international school opportunity to learn in two languages, because I remember the man telling me that we'd be able to learn German and English. But then I remember saying prom in your book. And thought, what you know how teenagers are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I base my future on.
Yeah. No, I understand. No, I met her senior year, second half of her senior year. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't like I just went there looking for. No, it was totally. She was much older. She was ready to go to college.
Oh, okay.
When I met up with her.
Oh, and you were stationed there
yes,
at the time?
Yes. Yes. Okay, cool. Yeah, I had been there maybe 2 months before I met her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then she was gone by August.
I have a couple of friends who married GIs right after they graduated. Two that I know that are still married to them to this day. And they met them, I want to say that both of them met at Volksfest. I don't know. Do you remember Volksfest?
Oh, yeah. I worked it that August.
So much fun. And I remember that's kind of where you met GIs.
Well, that was one of the places.
Yeah.
Actually, we met at Oscar Lienheim.
Oh, okay.
Her and her friend were going downtown, and I was going downtown, and that's kind of where we met.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we used to go there all the time, too. Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. But back to the reunion.
Okay.
Back to the reunion. So you say there's been a gap in hosting one
in Houston.
You already have plans for the next one?
No,
just in case somebody can't make it this time around.
Oh yeah, we don't have plans yet. It really will depend on this turnout. We were saying that if this goes well, we have a good turnout, and we're talking like 20 or more people. We want to make it worth the restaurant's time because they're going to be giving us space. Then we would definitely want to do it, make that a regular thing. I would be interested in making it a regular thing. It really is based on numbers.
Cool. And is this restricted to just the Houston surrounding area, or if somebody from, say, Dallas or Amarillo wants to drive on down or make that long haul?
Oh, no, yeah. They'd be welcome. The last time I did a big one was in 2009 in Austin. We did a little river cruise and everything. And we had several Brets fly in from out of state.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if they're willing to come, then that's great. It's just, of course, the 2009 one, we did over a 3-day, three days so that anybody who flew in, you know, could get a hotel and stuff. But the reason we weren't thinking that most people will fly in, obviously, for this one is because it's just the lunch thing. I did do a whole weekend event thing.
I gotcha.
So, yeah. So anybody who's willing to drive all the way here, that'd be great. The more the merrier.
Excellent, excellent. Folks, we're talking to Yashika Lowe, Berlin Brat 83.
Yes.
83. And we're having a great time, and we're talking about the Houston Regional Meetup, Gathering, Reunion.
Yeah, it's a, we call it a regional And it's just Berlin Brats Houston Regional.
Okay.
And I guess you call it a gathering.
It's taking place this upcoming April 3rd, Sunday afternoon. Sunday.
Yes.
So if you've got to work Monday morning, take the day off. Because we're talking German food, German beer, of course, and good times. And, of course, there'll be live German music. And it's just, this has been my experience, so I'm not talking for anybody else. But I know when German music is live and it's kicking and there's German beer, there's no getting me out of that place.
Yeah, that's probably going to be what happens this time, too. Yeah.
So that'll be good. So take Monday off, April 4th. You want April 4th off? And if you need an excuse, I will be signing excuses. Yeah. So, no, that is pretty cool. That should be a lot of fun. And let's see. Oh, you said the next one, the big reunion is in New Orleans. And who picked New Orleans? I know you said it's in the middle of the country.
Right.
But why not St. Louis or Chicago?
There's a committee that goes and looks at different sites. Mm-hmm. Chicago was looked at early on. San Antonio was one of the choices. Jerry, since she also works, she organizes military reunions, that's her full-time job.
Oh, wow.
And so that helps her to already have insight as to which hotels and venues will offer us certain things. So she's got quite a bit of insight on that. And so she's looking for certain prices that the hotel needs to be in a certain range, be willing to offer us a block, she has a list of things that the city has to be willing to do. To make it feasible for our members and affordable for them. And then after making several site visits and stuff, then she narrows it down, again, based on all the different things that that city is willing to offer us and do for us and that hotel is willing to do for us. And then the two best offers get sent out to the membership, and we post it on Facebook, send it through email, and tell everyone. And so we all voted on the final.
Okay, now we're recording. Wow, folks, I don't know what happened. I it must have been on my end because I turned on my phone to see what time it was, and immediately after that, we got disconnected.
Oh,
I mean, that's kind of weird.
It happens.
But that's all I did. I hit the little button to look at the time, make sure we weren't running too late or anything, and we got disconnected. So I do apologize. So you were saying that this committee goes and again. Jerry Polanski?
Yes.
She's the head of all of this, and this is what she does full time, but it's kind of a labor of love as well. She does it for the group. My question to you, my first question, or the only question I need to ask, you said this fact-finding group went to New Orleans. Have they been heard from?
Yes. Well, what happened was they ended up, they sent out to our membership the final two places that meet all the criteria, and that was San Antonio and New Orleans. And we were all the membership was given the opportunity to vote. We had a deadline by which you had to send in email and say San Antonio or New Orleans, and New Orleans beat out San Antonio.
Wow.
But not by very much, she said. So they're both very close. So that's how we ended up with New Orleans.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, there we go. So again, then I guess we need to be prepared for missing people.
I know. my daughter said, and she's because she's been doing working on a documentary as a background for the book that we, been following us around, taking video and stuff. So she's been to our reunions, and she said, "Mom, I don't think that is a good idea for Berlin Brats to go to New Orleans."
I love it. This is I don't know if it's still there. It's called Checkpoint Charlie. It was there back in the early 2000s. I don't know if it's there now.
In New Orleans, really?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Out by the old Federal Reserve.
I have to ask Jerry.
It's north of the of the market.
Mm-hmm.
It's north of the market, that open-air market. It's kind of a flea market, vegetable market kind of thing. It's north of that. You've got the old Federal Reserve building, and it's just catty-corner to that. I have a picture. I need to post it. But, yeah, it's. I wonder if that's still out there. But either way, I loved it. We went there, like 3 years in a row. And then we were going to go the fourth year, but, well, that's when the hurricane struck. So we didn't get to go. And unfortunately, we have not been back since.
And is Checkpoint Charlie a restaurant or a bar?
It's a bar.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
It sounds like that would be something that our membership would definitely be interested in. So I'm going to ask.
To see if it's still there. Yeah. Wow, pretty cool. Let's see. Well, that is neat. Do you know offhand what your roles are? How many brats are there?
No.
In general.
No, how many?
I'm just kind of curious.
I believe she had a statistic on the website about that, though. Let me look real quick.
Oh, okay. And do you know how far it spans as far as, yeah, obviously to the end, but how far back?
Oh, it'd be from 1946, right at the year after the war.
Right.
To 1994. Oh, wow. Because in our, at the 2012 reunion, our oldest alumni was there and we interviewed him. His story is the first one in the book.
Oh, wow. So the entire time is covered. That is really nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. I know she had a thing on here. Here we go. Okay, so she has a graphic on the website because she's an engineer, so she would think to do this. It says how many Berlin Bretts are there, and it shows a breakdown of for how many were there for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, all the way to 6 years, and shows total 10,485.
Wow. That's a serious number.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a serious number. And that's pretty cool. So getting everybody together and having some fun and having some good times.
You can't let
Berlin go. That's the thing. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they tell you not to live in the past, and I don't think I do, but that's one piece of my past that doesn't seem to let me go.
It's true, because again, we were all living in times that are never, ever going to happen again.
Ever, yeah. Normal, regular history.
No. I mean, there's kids now growing up not knowing what the Cold War was about or ever living during the Cold War.
Exactly.
There are people now, full-grown adults, that have never even existed while the Berlin Wall was up.
That's true. That's odd. And it makes me feel very old. it's not just
to feel old, but it's also to feel like, you know, it's true. It's good that life has changed so much.
Right.
But by the same token, it's what also helps us preserve what we had and appreciate what we have now because of what we all did, what we all experienced and what we all lived.
Mm-hmm. It was very unique.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say it, but yes, it was unique. Yeah, definitely. Well, ma'am, any last words, any parting comments or anything we didn't cover?
I don't think so. Just don't forget to RSVP if you're coming.
Oh, yes, RSVP.
The restaurant a number by the week before. So berlinbrats@gmail.com.
And Berlin Bratz is all one word, folks.
Yes, all one word. BerlinBratz@gmail.com. I accidentally posted it as I think Yahoo or something.com on a couple of sites, and I went and changed it. So if you saw that, ignore that. It's BerlinBratz@gmail.com.
And Bratz is plural.
Bratz, yes. Thank you for mentioning Berlin Bratz, plural.
Yeah, because, you know, we'll get somebody's like, I went to Berlin Brat. And it's like, no. And same thing with the website, berlinbrats.org is all one word.
Yes.
So don't mix that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So again, we're talking to Yoshika Lowe, class of 83, Berlin American High School, and her and her high school buddies are all getting together and they're going to they're not picking on anybody. They're going to go eat some German food and they're going to have some German drinks and they're going to have some German music they're going to listen to and they're going to have a grand old time.
Yeah.
At
King's Beer Garden.
King's Beer Garden. Thank you.
Pearland.
Pearland, Texas. Mm-hmm. Texas, everybody, right. Where everything is awesome. And why? Because this had been named the best German food restaurant in the United States 3 years running.
Yes.
So it should be a lot of fun. Is, again, April 3rd?
Yes, April 3rd.
April 3rd.
3:30 p.m.
Yep. But before you can show up, you have to RSVP.
Yes. Please.
Yes.
Please.
And then you do that by sending an email to berlinbrats@gmail.com. Do that by the 26th?
What is the date? Correct? The Sunday before. The 26th, yes.
Yeah, 26th. And so get that done, everybody. Get your kids. Get them out there. Because
yes,
if,
please.
It's April 3rd.
Let's get them connected with some other brats in the area.
There you go. Yashika, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you.
Have a good day.
Again, I want to extend my thanks to Yashika. It was great to talk to her. Thanks to the entire Berlin Brats Association. And I wish them all a great time in Houston this coming April. Remember, if you are a Berlin brat or you are a veteran that had kids that went to the schools in Berlin, they are welcome. You are welcome. And so go. I mean, if you're in the Houston area on Sunday, April 3rd, then be sure to head on over to King's Beer Garden in Pearland. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, and before I forget, the secret word is checkpoint. Checkpoint. And you know what to do with that. Well, listen, I thank you for your time. I want to invite you to follow us on Twitter at Berlin Brigade. Also visit and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Berlin Brigade. And on Instagram, Berlin Brigade. We're just ramping that. We're starting that one up, and that one's going. So be patient. But yeah, definitely follow us on Instagram. And soon we're going to be moving over to Snapchat. We're going to have some fun there. And we're going to do a couple of other things. We're going to get on Kick. And maybe some other video surprises coming real soon. As always, I invite you to visit the website, www.berlinbrigade.com. And, of course, you can contact me by email, dave@berlinbrigade.com. Be sure to drop me a note. Let me know what you think of the podcast. And also, let me know if you want to be interviewed. Sure love to hear from you. And everybody else would love to hear from you, too. So, listen, folks, we're going to talk again in 2 weeks. So, until then, I thank you for your time. Dankeschön. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.